Bye.
Which I would like to retape yours because I found it was really weird that every single one of them was separated, but we didn't add in like an also or an and to lead into it. So it's just like, we're available on Twitter. We're available on Facebook. It's just, there was no segue in there at all. So it's just like, maybe we could throw in a couple alsos and ands, and that might make it seem less like really hokey.
That reminds me when you're watching PBS and there's a lot of sponsors and it goes, and bye.
Yeah.
And bye. And bye. But the last one goes,
and bye.
The last one is, and bye.
There really is that final tone to it.
And bye.
You guys should have the good background music too. When you...
I actually tried that this last time because I didn't like how everything had flowed the last time. I just live taped them, but I wanted to have something going on, so I found like silent movie music and threw that on the background. So it's just like somebody playing a piano.
Nice.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
and I think we may just have that kind of running consistent, so it seems like it's kind of flowing where the music isn't being choppy, but actually working with is like, oh, they're just doing that. I get it.
I like that.
But now
I'm all for music interludes.
So do you have sponsors?
Hey.
I buy stuff and then we use stuff. It's at the point where our current website layout doesn't really allow us to use Amazon ads or Google ads or anything like that, which sucks a lot. So we're switching to a new template soon, and maybe something might come out of it there so that we could apply for... I know Google and Amazon have something, and I know there are like networks of other ones out there. Mm-hmm. It's making sure that the code works, because we're on WordPress, and it's like limited HTML. So
Got it.
Get on like Squarespace.
Yeah, they do
good hosting. It's a good one, I know. I don't know many. No, probably just the one.
Yeah. Well, lately I've been thinking, I think Dave does most of his stuff WordPress too.
Right. So, Adam, do you have any Skyrim updates for me?
Skyrim updates?
Because a lot of people that I know that play it, eventually it'll just kind of go on the wayside for a while. And I was of that group, but I think it's the kind of game that you play slow. And like I was just playing it today, and I was having a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's kind of like a pendulum sort of thing.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it. It's a really good, like, Skyrim, this is the boss, and then you're like, okay, I need to. This is.
Take a break.
Yeah. Right.
On my way over here, actually, I was listening to classical NPR, and they played music from Skyrim.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I have the soundtrack too.
It's so do I.
Right.
But let's see.
Because I know you play on computer, so you're big into the mods.
The mods for sure.
Whereas I am console, and I am
restricted.
Very, very restricted.
Yes.
And I don't get any of the sweet expansion packs yet.
The thing that I've gotten into lately is more high-res texture packs.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone need like a refill on anything?
Oh,
I might get some Diet Coke, actually.
Here, I'll get you the bottle right now.
Because, you know, they had those for GTA 4, too, and, like, everyone said they were just, like, the greatest thing. And, like, I saw some screenshots, and I was like, whoa. It's incredible.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, there are some graphical overlay type things that add, you know, like special lighting effects and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm still trying to get those to work. They're ENBs, they're called, but I don't even know what it stands for. But
right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But like, I just downloaded. I got not too long ago. I got all of the Lord of the Rings weapons.
Oh, so
like
sweet.
And
sweet.
Aragorn's sword.
Right.
Like Sauron's mace, complete with being able to like knock people back like 40 feet. It's so awesome.
That is sweet.
But then I found another guy who made a better texture pack for that. So, I mean, they looked good already, but then this guy added in all these subtle details to the point where you can actually see, like, little dings and scratches
right.
in the blade.
Oh, my gosh.
Stuff like that. It's just,
that's insane.
Yeah.
My guy's at 81.
81? I've been jumping between characters so much.
Oh,
that,
see, yep. Yeah. I have the one where I just finished the Civil War questline.
Oh, yeah.
I'd just been putting it off. I told you last time, like, I just put off the main quest line of the dragons facing Alduin, and then I did that. And then I was like, well, I've really done everything.
So you can keep playing after you finish the main quest.
You can do, like, there's all these, like, you get to, like, the point where it just becomes, like, Grand Theft Auto, and you just have, like weird side missions of people that you just meet on the road, and they're like, oh, sure. I stole this from this guy, and then, like, he wants to kill me. Do you think you can, like, handle that? And I'm like, yeah, I got nothing else to do.
Oh, there's another thing that's really cool that I just got into, where you can. It's a companion, mm-hmm. a completely new companion. Her name is Vilja,
mm-hmm.
or Vilja, I guess. But she's fully voiced. Like, she's got, like, thousands and thousands of different lines, and she's really cool, and you can designate how she fights. Like, if you want her to stay back and just heal you, she'll do that.
Whoa.
Or you can, you know, have her just use the, like, ranged attacks, or go in and fight melee. And she's got, like, extra storage, so you can not be encumbered all the time. So, yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I get this damn thing to stay put.
Well, as far as video games go, this year is going to be good. We got, you know, GTA. The new GTA 5 is coming out sometime.
Yeah. Are you PS3 or
PS3.
360? Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Right.
Yeah, I heard that's that. Good. And I heard that Microsoft is going to be announcing their new system.
Xbox 720?
What? they're not calling it that, are they?
Pretty
are they
really? Sure.
I heard a rumor that Sony is going to be releasing
PlayStation 4.
Yep.
That'll be good. We could use some entertainment sales at Target.
Yeah.
True.
Well, you'd get them.
And Steam actually is releasing their own console. We kind of...
Is it a computer?
No, it's a little cube thingy.
It's basically...
Or no, I'm thinking of the other one.
Well, there's a company that kind of worked with Steam that released kind of like...
It's like Onya or something.
No, that's a separate project.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. It's a cube.
That's Ouya, and that's
Ouya.
That's like anybody can make a game
anything for it.
But with Steam, I talked about the interface, the big picture thing a couple episodes ago, where you can plug your computer into your TV and then use a controller to play all your games and stuff like that. The controller aspect isn't supported by all Steam games yet, because that'd be a pretty monumental task to implement right away. But there actually is going to be a Steam console, so that's going to have huge repercussions for Sony and for Microsoft.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, Sony is has set up a patent for being able to block used games.
Yeah, GameStop is
what?
Crapping their pants right now.
they have successfully created a patent for the ability to block used games.
Well, how do you know, though? Like, so if I had a video game and I brought it over to your house, I couldn't play it?
It may be like you have to tether it to an account.
Yeah. Hmm. Or it might be, maybe it'd be like an authentication code or something like that, where you can type it in on one console and that's pretty much it. So... That could be, too.
Or just a file saved on a memory card that you have to plug in on that system or something.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds terrible.
Of those, yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah,
the future really is bleak. But I mean, I just bought Portal 2 on Steam for like $5.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I mean, I've gotten through the first chapter in the span of, I don't know, 2 weeks of lazily trying to get around to play it.
Yeah, that's a fantastic game. I got through that one about a year ago myself. So
I'm a late bloomer for video games.
Well, I was too, actually, on Portal 2.
Well, so I mean in general, because yeah. I just plugged my Xbox into my computer monitor because I don't play it enough to use up space over by my TV. And even then, I'm just playing like the occasional game of Worms 3D for the original Xbox because nice. That was a fun game.
That's classic, yeah.
Because I was also really big into Left 4 Dead, and I've gotten over that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, oh.
That game's scary, though, so.
Well, yeah. It's also, you can only play the 4 or 5 levels so many times, yeah. And even with the expansion packs, it's... You know the layout. You know, oh, there's the tank.
You know when they're coming.
Spitter. Yeah. Smoker. Boomer.
Jockey.
Jockey. Fucking jockeys. Though I did have a problem the first time playing the carnival level because it was just creepy enough. It's like, okay, I don't like clowns, and this is... Mm.
We always played it in a group of 4.
Yeah.
The
safety in numbers.
Yes. Right. We had our sophomore year, we had a game room where we had 3 TVs and 3 360s lined up.
Wow.
It got a lot of use when Halo 3 came out that year, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yes.
So that got old fast.
That was good times, though, while it lasted.
Well, yeah. I had the PS3 out in the main room, and they had the 3 360s in their little game room. So they would, like... land constantly and
yeah,
but playing Left 4 Dead was a lot of fun. You could all be near each other.
When I worked at the movie theater, we had a night where we went over to one of the guys' houses and we had 8 people on the zombie side for Left 4 Dead and the 4 survivors going at it against each other, and we were in separate rooms like trying to coordinate everything. It was
that would be
really
awesome.
Cool, yeah. And then. But yeah, just I was just thinking about jockeys and how ridiculous that is.
Like, fuck those guys.
There's a zombie.
Like, honestly.
Okay, so there's this zombie that jumps on your back and rides you around like a horse. He doesn't try to eat you or anything. He likes to play horse.
Well, it's on par with the guys who have tongues that can shoot out of their mouths to what seems like miles away.
Yeah.
Snatch somebody and then retract it back. Like. We're already beyond
a lot of tensile
anything.
Strength in that tongue.
Well, that concludes the new segment on the podcast called Video Nook.
video games, the bonus track.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask was, Eric, have you heard us play Movie Bluff before, or did Andrew explain it to you?
I've actually played it before as a drinking game.
Oh, perfect.
No way.
But we cheat. So if like I couldn't get something, I'd be like, Andrew, who's in that movie? Just tell me. And it usually turned up to be like, let's gang up on the guy who knows everything about every movie.
Right.
And see if, like, the 3 or 4 or 5 of us can get him.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea for, colluding. Like, a bonus round kind of thing. Three on one.
So more of like a, hey, here's some table talk between the people who are cohorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so I'm just going to chip this to you. Here you go.
It's officially my answer in my turn, so it does have to come out of my mouth, but if you just tell it to me, that's fine.
That too. I'm glad that was... So, yeah, we just do movie, TV, both are applicable. We avoid trilogies, so if a trilogy or a movie within a series comes up, you can't do anything else within that movie or trilogy or whatever for 3 movies thereafter. So you have to put some space between them.
Yep.
It can come back, essentially. And you can cross back on paths where, like, if a movie or TV show or an actor or an actress has been named, you can come back to them as long as both the entry and the exit from them are unique.